8-year-old tosses mattress from burning Chicago home's window, leaps to safety. By Amy Furr on March 20, 2021. An 8-year-old girl in Chicago whose mom was at work tossed a mattress from her third-story window when a fire broke out and jumped on it to escape, a fire official stated Thursday. Firefighters who arrived at the burning apartment on the city's south side just before midnight Wednesday found the girl safe outside. The Associated Press, AP, reported. The first responders rescued two other children who were inside the home, including the girl's younger brother, who was standing at the window ready to follow his sister, and another 2-year-old boy, according to the fire department. District Chief Frank Velez said he was impressed by the girl's quick thinking in such a dangerous situation and described her idea as quite innovative. You'd be surprised on what an individual can do when you're in that sympathetic and parasympathetic stage of fight or flight, he said. They're thinking to save themselves one way or another, and obviously you have to give a credit to the kid for really thinking of something like that, the chief continued. The Chicago Fire Department shared photos Thursday of the mattress lying on the pavement below the window. The two boys sustained no injuries, but the girl reportedly suffered an injury to her ankle. Fire Department spokesman Larry Langford said it appeared to be a kitchen fire, adding, there were no adults in the apartment at the time, but the mother was nearby. Police spokeswoman Kelly Bartoli told reporters there were no charges pending against the kid's mother, noting that a neighbor was babysitting them at the time. However, Velez stated he did not know if the neighbor was inside the apartment when the fire broke out. Following the incident, the children were transported to Comer Children's Hospital in stable condition. Although the Chicago Fire Department initially said the girl was 10 years old, Langford clarified that she is 8. According to Velez, the cause of the fire is still under investigation.